Greetings and thanks so much for tuning in to the Campervan Podcast. This is episode number 2 of 3 of my series on how to repair rust on and in your campervan. Episode 3 will be out in a week or so. I also did an episode on how to identify rust on the surface of your van. That's number 79, so you can go look for that. And okay, let's get into it. It does need to be protected with some primer and paint. So again, you're now all masked off, and now what you want is some acid etching primer. And all that means is it's the kind of one-stage primer that kind of amateur auto body people use to basically protect metal that is raw. And so it's, by the way, that paint is available on Amazon. It's also available in your local hardware store. You want to look for acid etch paint and acid etch primer. Don't buy primer paint combo. It's a thing that they sell and it's total baloney. It doesn't work that way. You have to put the primer down first. And once that's dry, you'll notice that that primer is rough. It's not smooth. It doesn't dry glossy. It dries very flat. And the reason for that is that it's rough. It has texture so that the paint can latch onto it. We call it tooth. So that extra texture that's in the primer is needed for the paint to adhere to it. So what you're going to do when you spray your primer on there, first of all, shake the hell out of it until that, you know, just like it says in the can, on the can, 3 minutes of shaking. And if you don't hear the marble in the can rattling around, it's because the marble is stuck to the bottom of the can because it's been on the shelf forever. So keep shaking until that marble is loose and then shake it for 3 minutes. And by the way, your primer should be room temperature in the 60 to, well, higher range. And that may require bringing it inside for a couple hours till it warms up if you've had it outside or whatever. So yeah, keep that in mind. You don't want to try to spray cold primer. And so shake it good. And then over here, off to the side, away from the van, do a few test squirts onto a piece of newspaper or wood or something. And just get a feel for how much primer comes out of the can when you spray it onto some paper. Because if you just go into it on the car or on the van, what's going to happen is sometimes you'll get a big glob of paint comes out at first, or way more primer comes out than you thought would come out, or hardly any, and then it's a mist that goes and drifts over, you know, onto someone else's van or something. So yeah, get a feel for how the primer feels coming out of the can on a test area. And once you've done that, you'll get an idea of how it works and how it flows out. And then what you want to do when you go ahead and spray to apply the primer to your bare metal is just do like a dusting pass. So move the can slowly, right to left, or left to right, doesn't matter, across the small area and squirt at the same time. So like that. And what that does, you'll get an initial kind of consistent layer on that metal. And then you can walk away from it for 5 minutes or so. And if it's very warm outside, you know, it'll firm up right away. These spray can primers and paints have hardening agents in them that allow them to firm up very quickly. Now, it's not cured, but it's firm enough after 5 or 10 minutes that you can go ahead and dust another little layer on, and do that 3 or 4 times, waiting 5 to 10 minutes, depending on how cool it is outside or how humid. If it's a kind of normal humidity and it's normal, say, average temperatures in the 65 to 70 range, then 5 to 10 minutes is enough. If it's cooler, you'll want to wait longer. And if it's very hot, you almost don't have to wait at all because it'll firm up really quick. And if it's very humid, you'll need to test it by tapping it lightly after 10 minutes with your fingertip, and gloved fingertip, by the way. Latex gloves are great for protecting your skin from this primer and paint. You just tap it, and if it's sticky, then you have to wait. You just have to wait and do 3 or 4 layers like this until your metal is well covered by the primer. And then just leave it and let it dry. If you can let that dry overnight, that's best, but a few hours is fine. With regard to primer, again, the cans of primer have, spray cans have hardening agents in them. You'll be fine. And then go ahead and use a reasonable quality auto paint that you buy in either on Amazon. And I'll put links for all these products in the show notes. You know, just touch it up with a paint color that's close to whatever your color is. Now, sometimes you'll get lucky and you'll find the manufacturer has provides a spray paint that's exactly like your color and it comes out beautiful and nobody can tell the difference. But usually it's going to be noticeable. But you'll apply the paint exactly like I described the primer application. Maybe the final coat of paint, when you spray that on, you can go a little bit heavier than you would have with the primer because you want it to kind of, not pool, but we call it going on wet, which means that instead of dusting it on and having kind of a dry layer go on, you apply it just a little bit heavier, a little slower. So let's say you're going to cover an area that's 2 inches wide. It might sound more like this for that final blast with the paint. So instead of quick, short bursts, which you've done already, you've let them dry in between. You've got 3 or 4 layers of primer and then 3 or 4 layers of the paint dusted on, dried in between each one. Now that final one, kind of put it on just a little more wet. And again, test over on your paper or your board to see what it takes to make it pool, or rather to make it drip. Because if you know how much paint you need to apply for it to drip, then you can back off from that when you apply it to your van, right? So less than when it dripped over here on the practice panel. Those are my tips for a very basic and quick way to, and cheap way to stop rust and then get you set up so it doesn't look terrible. Now, you could skip the paint. Let's say you're going to be out on the road for a month or 6 months or whatever, and you found some rust and you decided, well, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to fix this at the lowest possible level because, you know, next season, or let's say in the wintertime, I'm going to take it to an auto body shop and have this professionally repaired. Well, just do the primer step and or do both. Either way, I'm just saying the paint isn't absolutely necessary if you're going to go have a professional fix it eventually. I think I'll go ahead and do a third episode for repairing rust underneath the van and in places where it's not visible, and also on the interior. I think that'll all be useful information. You know, the funny thing is I talk to people who say, yeah, I've had a ProMaster for 3 years and there's already rust underneath my flooring, things like that. You know, bought it new, 3 years later, there's rust. And as we talked about in episode one, that's humidity, that's moisture. It's not avoidable. There will be humidity and moisture in your camper van, period. So yeah, you can go back and listen to that episode 79. More on rust repair coming soon. Thanks for listening. If you have questions about this or any other topic on the Camper Van Podcast, you can email me directly at podcast@vansage.com, and we will talk about it. Okay, thanks for tuning in. Hey, I hope you're enjoying the show. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Camper Van Podcast. The Vansage newsletter goes out every Sunday evening, and if you're not signed up for that yet, well, you're missing out. Packed full of valuable, fun weekly features, product resources, videos, photography, exclusive content, and other cool van life stuff. It's easy to get signed up, only takes a few seconds, and the link to do so is in show notes right there in your podcatcher app. And while you're at it, I have a quick favor to ask. Please take a few seconds to send that link to friends, family, post it to your social media feeds, etc. It really does make all the difference and will allow me to continue publishing this show. Okay, that's it for now. Take care. Have fun. I'm glad you're here. Enjoy the adventure. But you treat me so unkind. Running down to the station. Get the fast mail train I see. I think I hear coming.